Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored by Scripture. Today, we're reading from the New Living Translation of Philippians 1, verse 5. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. Mind if I pray for you? Father, thank you for another day to praise you. Thank you for another day of breath. Thank you for invigorating us with breath. Thank you for giving us life. And Lord, there's always something we can be grateful for. There's always the opportunity to practice contentment. So I pray for those listening today that you would give them that that ability to practice contentment, to see you in the midst of everything. I also pray for I just pray for insight to be able to see you in the small things today, to see you at work even behind the scenes, to discern where you are moving. And Lord, I pray for those who are facing a difficult relationship today that each of us in those situations would turn to you and ask for your help, that we would not rely on our own strength where we might want to become unforgiving or bitter, but trust in your strength to help us to let go of the pain that we've endured. But give us wisdom, because Lord, we don't always know who the right people are to pursue. And sometimes we pursue unsafe people, and that can be really painful. So open our eyes to our relationships today. As Paul has prayed about his partners in spreading the good news. So these are people that he does life with. And Lord, I pray for those today who are struggling with the people they do life with, who may be even ministry friends or ministry partners, and it's just been hard, and they've been hurt, and they may not be able to say that they made requests on behalf of those people that are driving them crazy with joy, like Paul said in the previous verse. Lord, we're broken folks, and people have broken us, and sometimes we have broken others. And so help us to understand what it means to be a partner with someone in the gospel and in spreading the gospel. That is not easy to do, and I pray for opportunities today, very specifically, that you would show us how we can share your good news with others. And Lord, it seems to me that the more I'm focusing outward on your kingdom, the less I'm concerned about the pain that others have inflicted on me. And the more we walk side by side with someone together as partnering with the good news and with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit within us, as we walk forward together, there's less turning on each other in conflict. And so, Lord, help us to even in our mind's eye see that enemy of our soul as someone who walks alongside us. And yeah, we don't understand everything that's going on there, but you do. And we can't make something beautiful out of something broken, but you can. And we cannot force the gospel into people's hearts, but you can woo them through your Holy Spirit. And so we do pray for those divine opportunities to share you today. Open our eyes to them. Make us excited. Give us joy for the kind of conversations that we're going to have that bless you and change other people's lives for eternity. Thank you that you have given us this good news about Christ. And thank you for that first time that we heard about Jesus. I think about my own life, Father, and how you pursued me. I was 15 years old. I was thinking of taking my life so many different times. I had no place to go and no hope in the world, that's what it felt like. And you reached down and you took me out of that pit, and you set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. You took me out of the miry clay, that slippery surface of brokenness that I was in. And so I pray for the person today who's listening to this prayer who may not have had that experience with you yet. I pray that you would pursue them in an amazing way, that they would actually see you in their mind's eye, reaching from heaven, grabbing them out of the pit, lifting them up and placing them on a rock. I pray for that today. And we also pray for those people in our lives today who are in that place of pitness. It's not really a word, but in the pit. They're in the pit and they're in the clay and they're messed up and they're broken and they're trying to figure out their own ways to get out of that pit and it's not working. So Lord, we pray you would rescue our loved ones who are far from you. We pray you would search for the prodigals. We pray you would bring hope and joy and rescue to those we love so much. And we thank you for the word that you shared so many years ago, thousands of years ago in your word about the hope of the gospel. So thank you so much, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins and enabling and empowering this good news. I'm absolutely grateful for it. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is completely overwhelming to you, maybe, just maybe, take a moment to pray and give God your burden. He is listening and he will be there for you.